Friends, the question is not, how can we pray for the dead? The question is, how can we not pray for them? How can we not share with God those who are most precious to us? What kind of a God would he be if the precious ones to us were unspeakable to him? Prayer is a communication. And not only can we pray and communicate with God, and rightly so, for the beloved ones that have gone before us, but we can communicate with them. They know us. They know the world from which they have departed into eternity. They know its relationship to God and to God's eternal plans, which they can now contemplate with perfect clarity. From God, they know our challenges, they know our difficulties, and they not only speak amongst themselves, they speak with God on our behalf. They know us, and they're near to us. Yes, it's true that they have left this side of heaven as we know it, to live where Jesus reigns supremely and perfectly as King of all. Yet they still intervene in the world. They are still near to us with their prayers, with the power of their love, with the inspirations that they offer us, oftentimes surprisingly and seemingly perfectly timed, with the examples of which they remind us, with the effects of their loving help for us. They have not lost the affection that they have for their loved ones. They keep it in heaven. And it's an affection that is transfigured perfectly. It's transformed perfectly by a glory that enables this love that they have for us to know what they know to be true in a way that it never lessens. Our own Saint Therese, the little flower of Jesus, she said this right before she passed into eternity. She said, "I will spend my heaven doing good on earth." Now, full disclosure, when I first read that from her autobiography, Story of a Soul, in college, I know I rolled my eyes and said, typical French romanticism. Could it be any more sentimental? She was not my favorite read at an earlier age. And it was only years later, in continuing studies of contemporary people that were very important to me, who had a common interest, and her name was Therese. And so it moved me to do a rereading with an open mind of a doctor of the church. And I realized that her expression, that it wasn't resigned just to her, but it extends to all of those whom we so beautifully believe have been received into the mercy of God. They all spend their heaven doing good on earth. Parents, spouses, children, other relatives, close friends, they speak to God about us and present our intentions and our problems to God. They pray for us so that these interests and these intentions that we have, that they'll be perfected by divine grace and mercy in us, that will allow us one day to enjoy the face of God perfectly, just as they do. Together with them again. It's true that there's a great divide between the visible and the invisible. It is equally true that the love of Christ conquers all things, even death itself. And this love of Christ, it fills the heart and the life of our beloved ones in ways that moves them to help us come to know what they know to be true. The same love which is in us is also in them, although in them it exists in complete fullness and perfection. Beginning from this very fullness, they reach out to us, and they do so tirelessly. And we're joined with them in love and prayer. And there are some of us who have experienced this, and we don't need any priest to tell us that because we know it's true. There are others among us whose hearts are really forlorn in the moment, and I want to encourage you to keep praying for that gift and that consolation, that encounter. I'd like to share one other way. One other way in which the beloved ones are present with us. They are very close to every tabernacle in which the Eucharist is kept, and to every altar upon which the Eucharist is celebrated. They are present, adoring and worshiping and loving Jesus, and also loving us who are gathered around the real presence of the Lord in the Eucharist. Friends, with death, life is changed. It's not ended. Eternal rest grant unto them, O Lord, and let perpetual light shine upon them. May they rest in peace, amen. May their souls and the souls of all of the faithful departed, through the mercy of God, rest in peace, amen.